Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Hale reaches second base with a double. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair scores. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Miller moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Higgins moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Sissel is safe. Porter scores. Sissel moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Athletics. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Boss moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Sissel scores. Voss moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. McNair reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Spencer goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-3 Athletics. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Sissel hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Athletics. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Sissel moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Higgins trying to get to third. Averill throws the ball into Com, who tags Higgins for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Farrell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 4 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, Athletics. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Com bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 4 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.